Well, Kathy, thank you so much for taking part in this Rockstar Employees Day here on MyFM. I guess, how did you get involved and start working at No Frills?
Well, actually, I've worked actually for the Loblaws company for, it'll be, in June, it'll be 47 years, because I worked with for it when it was originally opened as Loblaws in 1976, and then it when it converted to Mosio's Riverside Market in 1994, and then when they converted again in 2016, I stayed on with, it was originally with Tony and Jill, and now it's been changed to Stephen and Julie's No Frills.
So a lot of changes over the last 40-some years. Yes. That's truly amazing. I guess what are some of the big highlights in the grocery industry that have changed that you've noticed over this time?
Well, probably originally when I started, we had the old cash registers with the crank, and they only went to $9.99. And obviously, things are way more expensive today. But and then with what I think the biggest change was probably when everything started with the UPCs, and it you didn't have to price stuff individually on the shelf. Yeah.
And I guess, what are some of the traits that you think makes a successful, good employee?
I think you have to be dedicated, for sure. You have to be perseverant, and then also I think you have to be patient, because you deal with a range of people who have different issues and who need help on different matters in the store.
And why do you think that you were nominated to be featured here as a Rockstar employee?
Well, every day when I go in, I always try and give like 100, 110%, because my parents sort of taught me that as a young child. You always do your best every day, no matter how tired you are or how frustrated you may get. But yeah, I always did that. So,
I guess, you have any words of advice or wisdom for other people who may be listening to this interview?
I think too, like as a senior employee there, I always try and pass some of my advice on to the younger generation, and hopefully most of them listen to it. I think it's a good work ethic to have, because they're definitely in some of the industries, they're lacking that. And sometimes I feel sorry for the owners, different owners in different businesses, because it's a difficult job to have and to deal with so many different personalities.
And can you talk about your path, I guess, the different departments that you might have worked in over the years through the different company changes as well?
Well, most of the time I've always stayed on the front end, and I take care of, right now too, I also take care of all the scanning integrity in the store and all the signage. And I did that with Mosio's too. And I still always work in the cash office with balancing and that kind of stuff.
What would be your favorite part of working at No Frills?
I think my favorite part is I enjoy the merchandising. I like making displays and merchandising. That's probably my favorite thing that I like to do.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add or share?
I also actually have another job that I work at in Pembroke. I also work at the Canadian Addiction Treatment Center. So I work there a few days a week too. Whenever I'm not at Mosio's, I'm usually there. And so one of the girls I used to work with one time at Rexall Pharmacy, she invited me to come there. And actually, I've really enjoyed it, and it's a real eye-opener. And it's a fun place to work at too.
Can you talk about how rewarding it is doing that job?
I find there, like, you really see, a lot of people who have had struggles in their life, and you look at it in a different way by seeing what they're going through, and it's a great place, to help people, too, there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and for all the great work that you do in the workplace and around the community.
Oh, and thank you. And I also like to thank Stephen and Julie, because they're great bosses to work for, and they're always rewarding people with different, like, we always have an employee of the month, an employee of the year or awards, and they're always giving little awards to people. So they're great bosses to have, too.